位弟兄姊妹早晨。
So, good morning, brothers and sisters.
我哋先低头祈祷。
Let's pray. Let's bow down our head and pray.
全能天父，你嘅恩典够我哋用。
Father Lord, your grace is more than what we need.
我哋知道圣灵喺我哋当中同我哋同在喺度运行。
And we know that Father, your spirit is with us and is moving amongst us.
叫我哋同感一灵，将你嘅话语进入我哋嘅生命里边。
May we move by the same spirit that we enter into your word.
我哋跟着圣灵而行。
And walk together with the Spirit.
我们在这里祷告，奉基督的名求。
And we pray by Jesus' name. Amen.
刚才那段经文很长。
The passage you just heard is a little bit longer.
但是当你如果稍微留意的话，你一定会发现经文里面重复出现了一个字。
But if you pay attention to it, you realize actually there's a word that's been repeated multiple times.
那个字是义字。
And that word is twice or two.
好了，还有哦，包括埋以利沙所要求的双倍的灵，都是同一个字，义字。
In addition, when you look at it, when Elisha asked him for like double the spirit, it's actually the same word as like two as well.
所以我咧就想起咗好多成双成对嘅嘢啦。
So that makes me think of like many of the phrases that speaks to like doubling.
例如扎孖辫
，For example, like double braids.
咁可爱嘅发型咧，就系细路女就会啱嘅。
This is a very cute haircut for like little girls.
我又谂起食孖条
，And I thought of like double popsicle that you can see.
一人一半同好朋友分享系好开心嘅。
And share that with your good buddies is a very lovely thing.
咁样饮 double double 咖啡。是不是叫做孖啡
呢？ And what about like double double?
Okay, 原来打孖来的是奶和糖才真。
Well, in this case, actually it's lovely, doubling the coffee, I mean, doubling the milk and doubling the sugar.
还有两个警察一起巡逻的时候，我们叫做行孖必。
And on top, when the two police kind of like walking, patrolling together, we call them as like two walk the beat.
什么是 beat 呢？就是当他们一起巡的时候，他们的分区和时段就叫做 beat。
What is a beat? A beat meaning like the territory and the time that the police officer are patrolling。
好了，今天的经文一到八节呢，就以利亚和以利沙两师徒呢，就真的好像行孖 beat 一样。
When you look at like today's Bible passage between like verses 1 to 8, what Elisha and Elijah doing be pretty much like the two of them walking together with the beat。
他们两个人的名字呢，刚才有没有觉得很相似，好像条孖辫那样，差不多一样。
You might even realize actually the names are very similar.
那为了不要我们讲到翘晒口讲错的话，我不如简简单单就叫做师傅和徒弟了，好吗？
In order to save my life, that I would not have to translate wrongly, so let's call them the master and the student, or the disciples.
我们这位师傅呢，是很出名的先知。
This master is actually a very famous prophet.
他很猛的火气，又做了很多神迹，他敢言敢做，和邪恶对抗。
He surely got a temperament. He is very outspoken, and he acts upon what he said, and he will be fiercely fight against any evils and wrongdoings.
但是我们要知道，并不是以利沙自己去拜师，乃是上帝指定师傅要收这个徒弟做。
Now do remember one thing. It's not Elisha that wants to look for the master. Rather, it's God's word asking the master to go and take up the students.
好了，师傅就将他件衫、他件外衣搭在这个人身上面，咁就收咗佢为徒了。
And of course, I mean, this master passed on his cloak, passed on to the disciple and said, this is the one, and then adopted him to be the disciple, the follower.
當然，佢搭完嗰件衫，佢拎翻走嘅係自己噶嘛。
And of course, I mean, he took back the coat afterwards. So in fact, that's like his jacket, right?
好啦，佢哋師徒嘅關係原來已經有七八年啦。佢哋經常行孖必，今次係最後一次。
And the two of them been together, serving together, like for almost like 7 years. And this is pretty much like the last ministry to be together.
師傅知道上帝指示佢要向東行。
The master knows that actually God is asking him to go to the east.
由吉甲去到伯特利，再去到耶利哥。
Moving from Gilgal to Bethel and then eventually reaching Jericho.
過咗約旦河之後，上帝就會接佢離開啦。
And after passing the River of Jordan, God will take him back.
呢條路徑佢哋經過幾間先知學校，咁就順便探下嗰啲先知門徒啦。
Throughout this journey, they will pass by the field of the prophet training schools. And so on their way, they will pop by and say hi to the students.
每到一處地方，師傅都話：徒弟啊，你留低啦，唔好跟住啦。但係個徒弟一於死跟。
Every time, the master would say, stay behind. However, this follower, this disciple would just keep following.
最後，佢哋去到約旦河邊，企在嗰度，因為冇船過河。
And finally, they reached the River Jordan, and they stuck in there, as there's no boat to carry them over the water.
以師傅嘅脾性咧，一啲都唔會拖嘅，於是就立即用神蹟將啲河水分開，就兩個人一齊行咗去啦。
With the temperament of this master, he would not wait, he would not procrastinate, but he would just make a magic or a miracle to walk across the river.
他们过了对岸之后，徒弟原来一路都依依不舍，因为他有所祈求。
After they crossed the river, the student would not be kind of able to let the master go by himself. But in fact, I mean, he's got something that he wants to ask for.
他要求什么呢？他要求双倍的灵。
What does he want?He wanted the double portion of the spirit.
有學者指出，以利沙提出雙倍呢個字眼咧，表明佢想做師傅嘅繼承人。
Now there are scholars pointing out the reason why Elisha asking for a double portion of the spirit, meaning that actually he wants to be the successor of his master.
因為按照猶太嘅律法，長子名分咧就可以得到兩份遺產。
Because actually according to the Jewish tradition.The eldest son would actually inherit like double the portion.
咁究竟佢所指嘅遺產係乜嘢咧？
So what does he really mean in terms of like the inheritance?
佢話願感動你嘅靈加倍的感動我。
He says, in fact, please let there be a double portion of the spirit on me.
似乎呢個徒弟想要雙倍嘅聖靈充滿，而後來佢所行嘅神蹟又的確係師傅嘅兩倍喎。
So it seems like that actually this disciple longing for like doubling the power of the spirit. And it reveals to us later on that actually all the miracles that he'd been performing really proves that.
但是大家请留意，这里的中文和英文的翻译原来是不同的。
But wait a minute. Actually, when you look into it in detail, you realize actually the translation between the Chinese and English is not quite the same.
中文是多了兩次的感動，而原文是沒有的，所以英文是比較合適。
So when you look at the translation, in the Chinese version, it mentions two times it's the moved. However, in the original, as well as in the English version, there's no such thing of the word moved.
而且我們再留意，徒弟想要的是師傅你的靈 your spirit, 並不是耶和華的靈。
In addition, I want to draw attention to notice that actually what the followers, what the disciples want is actually the spirit or your spirit of the master, not the Yahweh spirit.
如果我作為徒弟，我梗係想要聖靈充滿嘅能力啦。
If I were the disciples, I definitely would be longing for and looking for the spirit of the power of the spirit.
但係佢的確的確係話。求願你的靈雙倍咁樣臨到我。
But truly and surely, actually in the Bible, it says that let there be a double portion of your spirit on me.
咁係咩意思咧
？So what does that mean?
我哋睇翻新約曾經提到施洗約翰有以利亞嘅靈。
Let's look back, in particular, looking at the New Testament. When we talk about John the Baptist.The Bible describes that, in fact, he got the, in the spirit of Elijah.
好了，中文怎么翻译呢？中文说是以利亚的心智。
In Chinese version that I can speak now,
所以就是心里面的志向咯。
What that really means is actually it got the desire, the vision of Elijah.
好了，旧约呢，又用过勇氣同埋精神嚟到形容人嘅靈。
And in Old Testament, it also used the word courage and strength to describe the character or the spirit.
所以我们增加了这么多资料的时候，我们觉得这位徒弟呢是想要师傅的志向啦、勇气啦，或者甚至是他的属灵的品格。
So with all those at the background to help us to understand, we can imagine what Elijah asking is actually asking for the spirit, the courage, or even the character in spirit.
这几年徒弟跟着师父见过很多大场面。
In those couple of years, this disciple has seen lots and lots of like big events.
当时是以色列最黑暗的年代。
And remember, that was a time that Israelites were actually going through the very dark age.
君王不单止不理上帝的律法，更且公然去敬拜偶像，离弃正道，当耶和华舞蹈。
The king at that time not only disregarding God's law, but actually openly worshipping idols, leaving behind the truth, and seeing no God, and seeing God in nowhere.
当全国上下都背弃上帝的约，陷在罪里面的时候，师徒两人既然是先知，那当然要出声了。
When the majority of the people betrayed God at that point, and they got stuck in the sinful events, the thing that the God, that the prophets have to be doing is actually to speak the truth.
他们需要责备君王，也要提醒百姓，麻烦你们快脆点，及早悔改吧。
So the duty of the prophet was to rebuke the king, the emperor, as well as to remind the people to repent and to turn back.
这个是高难度、挑战耐力，并且是压力非常之大的使命。
This is a challenging, difficult task to do, facing with all sorts of stresses and difficulties.
甚至会有性命危险。
And even with the threat of their life as well.
当时徒弟你估计是多少岁呢？
Imagine or think about, guess,What was the age of Elijah at that time?
可能他大概得二十几岁而已。
Probably is around his like 20s.
但是他就要这样立刻去接手几间先知学校成为校长，那他得不得呢？
But he got to inherit the work of all those like prophet training schools and to be the principal. You think that he is able to do it?
好了，日后面对邪恶势力的挑战，他不会脚仔软有所动摇呢？
In addition, facing with all the challenges that he got to face in facing with the society, you think that he got the courage to face it?
当师父要离开的时间越来越近，他就一路是死根。
The closer that the master is going to leave, the nearer and the closer that this disciple wants to follow and adhere to the master.
其实他一路死根，他是进行一个自我盘点、自我审视的过程。
As he followed the master, he's actually reflecting and counting and stop taking himself.
他想清楚自己很多地方都好唔掂嘅，
好唔得嘅。And he realized, in fact, there are many, many areas that he can't really do it well.
他唔及得师傅嘅能力。
He doesn't have the power of the master.
他甚至唔及得师傅咁火气猛，咁压得住墙。
And he doesn't really have the temperament of the master, and he would not be able to exert his force and his words.
他个人比较温柔，他话：哎，唔得噶，唔得噶。
He is way much more gentle than the master.
但系佢心里边羡慕，佢好渴望有前辈嗰份热诚同埋坚持。
But he longs to have the persistency and the belief of the master.
所以佢话最好双倍咁俾佢打孖嚟 ，double double。
So that's why he plead and asked for double the portion of your spirit on me.
愿你的灵两倍临到我。
So please, please, double the portion of the spirit on me.
其实是一个深切的反省和谦卑的诉求。
It is a deep, deep yearning and a very humble yearning from the student.
他重视自己的属灵质素。
Just because of that, he deeply sees the importance of the spiritual character that he needs to have.
原来徒弟是想要继承师傅的属灵生命啊。
What we can see in here is that this follower really longing for to continue with the spiritual life of the master.
但是这件事就真的不是师傅说给就给的嘛，是吧？
But this is not something that to be decided purely by the master.
个徒弟问得奇怪，个师傅都答得很奇怪。
So seriously, the student asking a very interesting question.And yet, the master answered it in a very strange way as well.
他说，如果你看到，那么就有咯，看不到，那么没咯。
And he said, in fact, if you can see it, you have it. If you don't, you don't.
那究竟说什么呢？不是很明白。
What does that really mean?
在这个时候，忽然有火车火马将两人隔开，以利亚就乘旋风升天去了。
And during this moment, actually the chariot of fire and the horses of the fire separated the two of them, and Elijah went up by the whirlwind into heaven.
大家睇下呢幅图画。
And let's look at this picture.
呢幅图画咧，其实画得唔系好准确噶。
This picture is not like a true portrait.
你哋喺度咧，火車火馬咧，根據經文咧，就係話將兩個人隔開，唔係載住師傅升天嘅。
If you look at the Bible, it says actually the chariot of fire and the horses of fire actually separate the two, not carrying Elijah up to the heaven.
好啦，關於以利亞升天嘅話咧，大部分都有呢個弊病。
So looking at most of the pictures that are describing the ascension of Elijah, you realize actually they have the same problem.
好啦，咁揀無可揀之下，咁都要揀一幅嚟用下㗎，係咪
？So out of like limited choices, I have to choose one out of these.
點解要揀呢？因為可以統一下我哋嘅想像力，唔會個個人都唔同。
Why do I have to choose a picture? Just kind of make sure that we all have like same kind of like visualization.
OK， 睇见火车火马嘅异象，究竟有咩含义咧
？What does that really mean when he see the chariot of fire as well as the horses of fire？
点解徒弟睇到之后就可以得到以利亚嘅灵咧
？Why would once when the disciples saw that he will actually get the power of the spirit？
好啦，咁我哋一齐去了解一下啦。
OK， let's kind of try to understand that together。
好啦，首先要了解嘅就系以利亚嘅灵。同埋以利亞嘅心智究竟係指乜嘢咧
？So let's spend a moment to look at like what is the spirit of Elijah as well as the desire of Elijah。
佢喺最落魄被追殺嘅時候，曾經兩次向上帝表明心跡。
Remember when Elijah was being chased after, and when he was like in the very best situation, he actually disclosed himself to the God twice。
佢話。我为耶和华万军之神大发热心。
And he said it in here in 1 Kings 19. He said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord."
好啦，大发热心，原来系热心、热心两个动词摆埋一齐。
The word like very jealous meaning like a jealous and jealous, so the two words altogether.
所以就变成大发热心，十分热心。
So it means like very, very jealous.
好啦，就係因為你睇到英文有個 jealous 呢個字，我哋就要繼續要諗啦。
So ever since we see the word like jealous, so let's kind of drill down further.
我哋記起摩西曾經提醒人唔好拜偶像啊，佢講過呢個説話。
So you might remember Moses said, "Do not worship idols."
因為耶和華你嘅神乃係烈火，係忌邪嘅神。
For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God.
翻譯為忌邪同埋 jealous 咧，絕對唔係我哋人類嗰種妒忌嘅情緒，絕對唔係。
Now look at it. The word jealous in here doesn't really mean like the jealous nature that we human being inherited.
呢個係上帝專用嘅形容詞。
This is a very special adjective to be used by God only.
形容上帝佢熱愛佢嘅子民。
Meaning that God is zealous for His people.
上帝熱切等待佢嘅子民嘅愛。
God is zealously loving and zealously desiring.
熱心保護佢哋唔好被假神奪去。
And zealously protecting His people.
甚至喺必要嘅時候，好熱心咁樣去介入作積極嘅糾正。
Even meaning in fact zealously intervening and correcting when needed to.
呢度提到烈火，烈火可以係毀滅嘅火，亦都可以係。
Here it refers to a fire. Fire meaning it could be like a destructive fire, and it could also mean like as passionate as fire.
徒弟喺异象里边，实际上系同上帝相遇。
At this encounter, actually, the disciple is actually experiencing and encountering God Himself.
佢经历上帝嘅烈火一般嘅审判同埋慈爱。
He actually experienced the fire of God, which is a judgment and also a grace.
马车、马同埋车都系强而有力嘅作战工具。
The horse and the chariot are actually weapons or the tools for the warfare.
反映上帝嘅大能，佢将会不惜一切代价 去拯救属于他的人。
Revealing that God's power, and also revealing that God is ready to exercise His power in order to save His own people.
徒弟在异象里面，整个人都被震撼。
In this situation, the disciple was all shaken up by this.By this encounter.
於是他領會了，他明白了，他明白師傅的志向，他的熱誠，他的勇氣是哪裡來的。
So at this moment of time, he started to understand and realize where does that passion of the master came from?
因為就好像上帝一樣，那種堅持的熱誠，那種passion一樣，師傅就在那裡領受而來的。
Because he realized actually the passion of his master actually inherited from God himself.
上帝自己是先驱，而师傅的火热就是在上帝那里继承过来的。
God himself is the pioneer who actually passed on the passion to Elijah, and that's where he inherited his passion from.
徒弟经历了烈火，也都从上帝那里领受了热忱和上帝的心肠。
Now that is the turn of the disciple to experience and to realize the passion from God.
这些都是侍奉不能缺少的本质。
These are the very fundamental character of serving the Lord.
在这个时候，徒弟这样说，我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战马、战车、马兵啊。
So that's why at this moment of time, Elijah was shouting, he said, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen.
他其实想大声话俾佢师傅听，我睇到啦，我开窍啦。
What he's trying to say to his master said, Master, now I see it. Now I understand what that is.
于是佢就同师傅有一样嘅灵啦。
And at that time, he inherited the same spirit of the master.
Pastor James 喺五月嘅时候讲过嘅道，佢话到交棒俾接班人，当时。我就即刻谂起呢段经文。
In May, Pastor James preached about passing the baton, and at that moment, I thought of this sermon already.
每当讲到薪火相传、交棒俾新人嘅时候，就应该谂起以利亚同以利沙。
Every time when we thought of like passing the baton or passing on the torch, we should be kind of recalling this particular passage.
又要讲翻我点解拣无果壳果拣之后依然拣翻呢幅图画。
So let me go back and talk about like why, out of choosing all the pictures, I still choose this one as the picture I want to share.
因为呢幅图画喺呢一个部分系非常清楚，绝不含糊。
So because in fact this part of the picture is like very clearly portraying what I want to refer to without any like misunderstanding.
师傅好有意识咁将佢件外衣交落去。而徒弟的態度是非常謙恭地去承接住。
The master, the Elijah, actually passing on the coat to the disciple, to the follower, and the disciple is actually humbly receiving, waiting for the coat to be resting on his hand.
那件外衣曾經師傅是搭過在徒弟身上，他拿回走的。
This was the coat that passed on to the disciple, put on his shoulder,And then he took it back and carried on with himself.
这件外衣是所有先知的制服，他们穿的都是差不多的衣服。
This is almost like a uniform for the prophet.
这个是他们做上帝代言人的卡片，人家一见到他的衣服就知道他是为上帝讲说话。
This is almost like the label or the business card for the prophet that he is the spokesperson for the Lord.
这件衣服同样都象征着他承担的责任和将会为主受苦。
This coat is also representing the responsibility as well as the consequence that he will have to be suffering. He will have to suffer for the Lord.
所以接受的人一定要很珍惜这个交托。
So receiving this one, have to be kind of treasure this particular endorsement.
又要好重视呢个职事，同埋要有勇气去完成佢。
And to treasure this particular ministry, and have the courage to continue with the ministry.
呢个徒弟由执起嗰件衫，到用呢件衫去打水嘅时候，所有嘅场面都系非常之感动人嘅。
So recall the moment that he start kind of picking up the cloth, until the moment that he strikes the water with the cloth. All those are very moving pictures that you can recall.
他執起的是師傅未完成的責任和使命，他願意承擔。
What he picked up from was the unfinished ministry that the master hasn't really finished yet.
他回到約旦河邊，同樣都沒有船過河，即是說前面的路一樣是困難重重。
Now when he gets to the Jordan River, same thing again. There's no boat whatsoever to carry them over the water.
他在那時候他大叫，耶和華以利亞的神在哪裡呢？
At that time, Elijah was saying, in fact, where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?
他是想告訴上帝，我準備好了，我準備好接受使命了，我要迎難而上，我不怕困難了。
What he's trying to say is, I'm ready, I am carry on the mission, and I'm ready to move on as well.
他用件外衣打水，水就分開。
And he hit the water with a coat,and the water divided.
当然，这个就是圣灵能力的彰显啦。
Of course, this is the manifestation of the Spirit.
圣灵同佢同在，就并唔系呢个时候先至开始嘅。
Spirit being with him, not just only starting from today.
当年佢被上帝呼召叫佢做先知嘅时候，圣灵其实已经同佢一齐啦。
The moment that he was being called to be a prophet, the Spirit was with him already.
但系只不过佢系一直都冇用到啫。
However, all along, he hasn't really been exercising the power of the Spirit.
我们看回过去七八年的日子，他跟着师父，圣经里面都从没有记载他任何的参与。
Let's look back. In the past like 7 or 8 years, he's been filled with the Spirit, he's been following the Master, and yet he hasn't really been actively participating in any of those ministries.
经文里面都没有从没有提过他做什么跑腿啊、传说话的角色。都冇做過。
The Bible hasn't even mentioned anything, even like an assistant or helping out, anything. No, none of those.
雖然上帝早已經命定佢係接班人。
Even though for a long time God had chosen him to be the successor.
但係佢係要等到佢有羨慕聖功、甘願擺上嗰種熱誠熱切，先至可以成事。
But God been longing, longing, waiting for him to wait upon.To be ready and offering himself before all these can come to true fruition.
有冇留意到咧？喺佢认识上帝嘅火热之后，又未曾得到师傅嘅外衣之前，中间有个小小嘅时间。
Did you notice actually there's a little small moment in between like his inspiration by the Spirit and the picking up of the coat?
这个很小小的时间和空间里面，他将他自己的衣服撕为两片。
During that little transition time, what he had done was he took all of his own clothes and torn them into two pieces.
按照旧约来讲，很多时候犹太人因为伤心难过就会有这样的表现，有人认为是这样。
Now if you look at like Old Testament, oftentimes, people being there would be a description of likeSadness and grief by describing like torn clothes into like a part.
如果是这样的话，用词应该会是撕裂衣服。
If that's the case, then you will see in fact the description will be like torn apart of the clothes.
但是这里指明的是撕为两片。
But in here, it speaks very particular that it's being torn into two pieces.
这个义字是在这里最后出现一次，之前所有的义字都是跟他的师父有关，他们义人有关。
Now please also pay attention, this is the very last time in this Bible passage talk about the word two. All along the word two being referred to that the master and the disciples all together as two, now this is the last time using the word two.
撕为两片是表示割裂的意思。
Torn into two pieces meaning like cutting off.
过去他和他师父一起，他依靠他师父。
All along, he'd been kind of dependent on the master to be with the master.
但是现在他决定是舍弃，割裂开以前的态度。
But at this moment, he's actually cutting it into two pieces, separating between the master and himself.
即使师父是要离开，他仍然可以，觉得自己仍然可以，单人匹马去行，必他可以全程投入去侍奉了。
Even though now the master departed, he feels that he is now able to walk by himself and do things by himself.
有了这个决定之后，先至领受师父的外衣。
After he made this decision, then he received the cloth from the master.
河水分開咗之後，以利沙就過去啦。
The water divided, Elisha walked through.
佢勇往直前，聖靈充滿，充滿熱忱去做佢嘅新嘅侍奉。
And being filled by the Spirit, passionate, and he served the Lord.
之後嘅聖經講到佢喺最惡劣嘅時勢，喺最邪惡嘅政權底下去服侍上帝。
The Bible continues to describe him to be serving the Lord despite of all the difficulties and the darkness at that time.
同時，佢要勸諫君王，又要幫助百姓解決民生嘅問題。
He also rebuked the king and also helping peoples to solve their daily living issues.
所以我哋睇到佢的確做得比佢師傅多好多嘅。
So we can see that definitely, actually, he's been doing even more than what his master had done as well.
今日嘅经文俾我哋睇到，上帝所拣选嘅人系经历咗更新改变嘅过程。
Today's passage reminds us that the people being chosen by God have to experience transformation.
提醒我哋唔系有先知嘅咸头就系先知。
Reminding us that it's not because of the title that we become a prophet.
唔系因为着上咗先知嘅外衣，有外在嘅姿态就系先知。
And it's not about like having the coat from the master or from the prophet.That you become a prophet.
乃係必須有屬靈嘅品格，有上帝嘅心腸，有呢啲內涵，先至係真先知。
But have to have the passion of God, have to have the spiritual character before this person can become a real prophet.
以利沙成長成熟嘅過程。
The process that Elisha grow develop.
首先喺火裏邊有異象，認識咗上帝。
The first thing was actually he experienced God, knowing God through the passion.
然之後喺靈裏邊有更新。
And then he revived spiritually.
然後先至領受外衣所表達嘅職事同埋侍奉。
And then finally inherit the coat and inherit the ministry.
個過程係由內到外啊。
This process is actually from inside to outside.
所以嚟到完結時候，我哋需要反省啦。
So now we come to the end, and let's take a moment to reflect.
我哋反省嘅，如果我哋已经系喺侍奉岗位上面嘅话，我哋前面嘅两个阶段，我哋嘅程度系点样嘅咧
？So let's reflect, and if we happen to be like in a position of serving, what is our spiritual situation?
我认识上帝究竟有几深咧
？How much do I know my Lord, my God?
我嘅属灵嘅品格有几成熟咧
？How mature is my spiritual character?
我嘅属灵嘅灵敏度够唔够咧
？How much is my spiritual sensitivity？
我喺属灵里边嘅判断力得唔得咧
？Am I able to make a judgment？ Able to make like spiritual judgment in the spirit？
讲咗呢几句，全部都好似大道理咁样。
This is like very motherhood statements。
可能我需要有啲例子，大家先明白。
So let me give you kind of example to illustrate better。
以下所講嘅嘢都曾經令我有啲 disturbing 嘅感覺，我好唔好講咧
？So the following mess, the following section of the passage, actually, I struggled a little bit deciding whether or not I should share it today in here.
可能會講出嚟有啲混亂，因為不斷喺度改緊。
You might find this part a little bit kind of confusing, as actually I've been kind of changing my script.
所以呢下一定要依靠聖靈嘅幫助。
So we surely need the Spirit to guide.
如果我哋系呢个时代嘅先知，我哋要点做咧
？If we are the prophet of this generation, what should we be doing？
我要举个例子，我唔希望系令到有人觉得冒犯。
Now I want to share an example, and I hope in fact it will not offend anybody。
我哋就看为我哋系一齐学习，我哋要做呢个时代嘅先知。
Let's take that as a learning. Take that as a learning to be a prophet for this generation。
我要舉個例子，就係今朝領詩嘅弟兄姊妹有一首歌嘅中文歌詞，我哋係臨時抽起咗嘅。
Now I want to refer to the inspiration that we had this morning. For one of the songs that we have, I mean, we actually kind of taken up the Chinese version of the inspiration.
係琴晚臨時抽起嘅。
And we kind of took it up in the last minute of last night.
咁咧，領詩弟兄姊妹千祈唔好覺得唔舒服，因為咧唔關你事嘅。
Please do not feel offended for those who actually been leading the inspiration. It got nothing to do with you. No, it got nothing. Seriously.
Yeah. 亦都好多謝你哋臨時去改動你哋嘅領詩嘅一啲方法或者程序。
And I actually appreciate you kind of willing and be able to accommodate and change the procedure in the very last second.
但因為是很突然，可能你們都未曾明白，未曾知道為什麼，不過這個是迫不得已的。
But it was a very last minute, like surprise change, that not everybody fully comprehend and understand what that is, but it was something that we need to do.
但是今天如果作為聖經的通識教育呢，我們又應該拿出來談談的。
But I thought of it like more like a general kind of Bible education, that I want to bring it up and share it with everybody.
使到我們大家都能夠有同樣的屬靈的敏感度。
So that we have the same spiritual sensitivity.
我想讓大家知道這個決定是怎樣想出來的呢。
And I want to let you know how this decision being made.
那首歌呢，本來呢就是英文的。
The song that we referred to was actually in English.
是一間音樂機構將歌詞翻譯為中文。
And that was an agency actually translated it from English into Chinese.
咁成首歌嘅翻譯都唔錯㗎，都 OK 㗎。
It was a very good translation overall.
但係當中有一句個感覺唔係好妥當。
But there was one particular sentence that make us don't feel too comfortable.
OK, 咁咧，於是就抽起咗啦。
And that's the reason why we decided to kind of remove the Chinese version.
係邊句咧
？Which phrase was that？
大家睇下，呢一句咧就係天堂正在入侵全地。
The English line for that was the sound of the heaven touching earth.
錄起上嚟係咪有啲好似唔知點咁樣係咪？
You might feel a little bit uncomfortable with the Chinese version.
點解咁樣翻譯嘅咧？英文佢原本就係話 the sound of heaven touching earth. 意思如果中文嘅意思就係話天堂聲音到地球。或者靚啲嘅係天籁之音感動世界。
I was trying to translate what Pastor Laurie was saying. She said in such a poetical way that I can't manage it. So what that really means is the sound of heaven touching earth, and the translation is the sound of music touching earth. All right, you got it.
好得意嚇！我哋今日嘅講道咧，無端端就同翻譯有關，包括前面我講嘅經文翻譯，而家連歌嘅翻譯都有關係，好奇怪嚇！
So well, it's all about translation today.
希望係聖靈嘅引導。裏邊你會留意到點解 touching 會變成入侵咧
？Now, actually, in the Chinese translation, they translate the word touching as invading.
很多時候我們都會取笑一些翻譯，大陸的翻譯裡面可能通過 Google Translate 去 translate 出來的，是不是？
We often joke at it, saying that, oh, sometimes the translation was being done through Google, and they have a very strange, interesting way of translation.
那在餐牌出現的 translation 錯了的話，就得啖笑而已。
Okay, if there's a wrong translation in the food menu, that's fine, we just kind of laugh at it.
但在崇拜的歌曲里面出现了一个 loss in translation 翻译出错的话呢，那就不是那么好了。
But it's not that desirable if there's like a wrong translation or loss in translation in a worshipping process.
这里呢将天堂翻译为 UFO 外星人入侵地球。
The connotation of Brussels was it's almost like a UFO invading the earth.
於是有入侵同埋被入侵者嘅一個敵對情況。
So it feels like there's like an invader, an intruder, and invading certain territories.
我想講嘅就係我哋點解要作呢個決定咧？就係話呢個唔合聖經嘅教導
啊。And we have to make a decision to kind of remove the translation was because we thought that this is not the right understanding of the Bible.
聖經明明講上帝創造天地，地係屬於上帝嘅，呢個係天父世界。
Because actually the Bible makes it very clear that God creates the earth and that everything belongs to God and this is like God's world.
嚟到呢度我喺度諗啦，好多時候有啲人服侍或者係呢個翻譯嘅人，佢可能顧全到配合音樂而忘記咗神學嘅正確。
So I thought maybe the translator was actually struggling with like the musical rhyme and everything, and that's why in fact kind of forgot about like the message or the meaning of the translation.
咁喺製作嘅時候有冇領袖？有冇人把關？有冇人提點嘅咧
？So my question is, was there anyone censoring or like screening or double checking the translation?
咁製作嘅時候有冇留意到呢一句咧
？Did they like pay attention to this particular glitch in there？
呢度我講過嘅就係話嗰個屬靈嘅敏感度夠唔夠啦？我哋認識聖經、認識上帝嘅程度深唔深啦
？And I was struggling as to like do we have that sensitivity? Do we actually kind of realize the problem in there?
好啦，呢首中文歌已经喺 YouTube 上面上架，有人去点击，亦都系传播紧啦。
So as a matter of fact, actually this song, the Chinese version of the song, been actually posted on YouTube, and there've been people listening, and the people been liking it as well.
我又谂，哎，可能我哋真系要话翻俾呢个机构听，呢一句系有啲问题啦。
Maybe it's our responsibility to reflect back to the agency, and I don't know if there's a little bit of a problem with the translation.
我哋知道有冇勇气去讲咧？听到嘅人有冇勇气去接受咧
？Do we have the courage to share this message? Will they have the courage to receive this kind of feedback?
所以呢样嘢就系考验到我哋嘅属灵。品格裏面的成熟程度，我們會不會好像一個先知那樣去提出、去解說、去指證呢？
This reflects the spiritual character of us. Do we have the capacity as a prophet to point out the problem?
所以這個是每一個領袖需要正視的屬靈的辨別力和屬靈的成長。
So this is also what I referred to earlier, the spiritual maturation and the spiritual discernment.
聖樂部是臨時決定抽起這一句句子，是減少了公眾的不安。
The choir team actually decided to lift or to take away this Chinese version because in fact we do not want to make people feel upset.
好了，我現在講完之後是否會引起另一場的騷動呢？
But after seeing this, would I actually stir up another kind of uncomfortable feeling?
你可以體驗以利亞和以利沙在他那個年代他所面對的，就是講好不講好呢，做好不做好呢。
So now that you might appreciate kind of the struggle between during the time of Elijah and Elisha, they really have to discern, should I do it? Should I not? Should I say it? Or should I not?
當我們想到我們都是這個時代先知的時候，我們會怎麼做呢？
When we think about it, putting ourselves in the position that we are the prophet for this generation,What should we be doing?
我们可以看为今次是一个经验的传递。
Maybe we can look at this one as more like an experience.
年轻的弟兄姊妹可以一起学习，包括我们年长的也都是一起学习。
For all of us, I mean, we can learn from this lesson.
原来我们侍奉的时候，我们有很多注意，很多考虑，很多东西需要去安排的，我们要用知识来去判断。
And when we serve, there are many, many factors we need to consider and we have to think about as well.
我们要记住，所有的改善、所有的修正或者所有的无造，都是为了要更有效地去服侍这个世代，服侍上帝。
And we have to remember, for every changes that we are pursuing, the intent is to serve the world and to serve the Lord better.
我们在这里每一个人都是做着承先启后的工作。
All of us are being the pioneer.As well as kind of inheriting as well.
我们是一起建立一个有异象、有属灵感动的侍奉团队。
And we are building a team with vision and moved by the Spirit.
我们每一个都被别人去鼓励、激励去继续更好的侍奉。
And we are going to be moved by other people to serve even better.
当以利沙以为要单人匹马去行单必去侍奉的时候，
When Elijah thought in fact he's going to be all alone by himself to serve the ministry by himself alone.
但是其实那个时候他失去肉身的师父，不过却有圣灵在他心里面做他师父，同他同行。
Though it's true that he lost his master and he's going to serve all by himself alone by himself, yet at the same time, he gained the spirit the Lord is now residing on him.
我们要感谢圣灵的提醒和帮助。
We have to thank the Lord for reminding us and helping us.
我和诗班没夹过的。Every time I feel the Spirit, 我们都要去听神的声音，圣灵的声音都要进行。
I didn't match it up with the choir, but actually they choose the right song, and they said, in fact, every time I feel the Spirit, that reminds me, I have to listen to the Spirit.
愿意上帝的异象感动我们。
May the Spirit and may the vision move us.
我们一起祷告。
And let's pray.
全能的天父上帝。
Mighty Father.
求你无造我们的属灵的品格。
Shape and mold our spiritual character.
赐我们有谦卑的灵。
Grant us with humble heart.
有勇气去承担责任和使命。
With the courage to carry on the mission and the ministry.
叫我们成全基督的爱。
So that we continue with the love of the Lord.
又传扬基督的救恩。
And then share your salvation.
求圣灵带领我们更深地领悟和明白上帝你。
May the Spirit inspire and teach me to understand you more.
求你亲自带领我们成为我们的意象。
I ask that you lead us, be my vision.
我们在这里祷告，奉基督的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay. 好，我们一会儿，我们要一起唱一首回应诗歌。
And we are going to have a response hymn. And we're going to sing together.、Mm-hmm. The choir members are coming.
我们一起起立，我们愿意神成为我们的意象。那个歌呢，大家可以用你觉得舒服的语言来到去唱。
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart, Lord.Yeah.